Edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last half hour of this week, this last half hour of this third hour today, Friday, September 6, 2024 edition. You know, sometimes my son-in-law just cracks me up. You have to understand Mike's humor. He says, I don't know about these gummies from Patriots Relief. They don't light very well. And they keep clogging up my pipe. Okay. First of all, he doesn't smoke marijuana. That's not true. Oh, my God. That's too funny. You don't smoke the gummies. You eat them. But good comment. You always give me a laugh. Oh, God. I greatly appreciate him. Downstate Kim asked me for the absentee ballot video. It was from Monday's show. I didn't want to text late that night, and I forgot which segment it was in. Okay, you can text me up until midnight. I don't care. I'm not going to have my phone ringing, bothering me anyway, but you can send me a text message up until midnight. It'll be in my phone, even 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't matter. Text me whenever you can. And when I get up and I see your text, I will respond. But she wanted the 8-minute and 50-second, I believe, video explaining what to do with absentee ballots this November 5th election. I'm going to give it to you in a nutshell. If you didn't hear Monday's show, here it is. Request an absentee ballot from your local clerk. Do it today. Do it Monday. Request an absentee ballot. Call them. Maybe they'll ask you to send them an email or they'll send you a form to sign requesting an absentee ballot, which have to be available and ready to be shipped out 3 weeks from yesterday. They're supposed to be going out on September 26. September 26 is 45 days before the November 5th election. Now, when you get your absentee ballot mailed to you, do not open it. Leave it sealed. You don't intend to vote absentee. You're not going to use it. Just get it sent to you. That's number one. That will trigger campaigns to mail to you absentee ballot chasing mailers for candidates. Because you got an absentee ballot, they want you to mark your absentee ballot and return it. Don't do it. But at least you'll see which campaigns are on the ball, which campaigns are doing absentee ballot chasing. You will then be able to look at those materials and see which candidates are sending them to you. Now, on election day, you take your photo ID, you take your voter registration card if you have one, and your absentee ballot, but you don't show the absentee ballot at the polling place. Put it in your purse, put it in your back pocket, put it inside your jacket, whatever, but don't show the absentee ballot that's still sealed in the mailing envelope. Walk in, go to the little table where you have to fill out with usually a pencil an application for a ballot. Take that with your driver's license to the poll worker, the election inspector, the person that's being paid to perform the duties, functions of the election. They then will take your driver's license, compare your signature on the driver's license to the signature on the ballot application, look you up in the poll book, and look at your signature from when you registered the vote to make sure they all match. Then they'll look you up in the poll book and they'll see that they mailed you an absentee ballot. Oh, I'm sorry, Randy. We mailed you an absentee ballot. Yeah, I have it right here. It's not opened. I totally forgot. I didn't really plan on voting absentee. I thought I'd better have it just in case. Well, I decided to vote in person. No problem. We have a form that you can make that absentee ballot null and void and request an in-person ballot to vote here today in person. Perfect. We're good to go. You sign the form. You give them the absentee ballot. They give you a new ballot for in-person voting. You vote that day. You put it in the machine. You're good to go. However, if you get there and they say, well, we sent you an absentee ballot. Yeah, it's right here. Well, according to our records, you've already voted. How could I have voted with an absentee ballot that I never even opened? It's right here in my hand. I'm handing it to you. I'm surrendering it to get another ballot to vote in person. Well, I'm sorry, according to our records, you've already voted. Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to just step out of this process. Give me my license back. Give me my absentee ballot back. I'm going to go outside and make a phone call. Go outside of the polling place. Do not make this call in the polling place. Do it outside. Do not call 911. Call the sheriff's office, your county sheriff's actual real phone number. Have it stored in your phone, ready to go. Antrim County Sheriff's Department, how may I help you? Yes, this is Randy Bishop. I'm an Antrim County resident. I'm here at Torch Lake Township trying to vote, and they told me I already voted today. I did not. I believe I'm a victim of stolen identity. Somebody has stolen my identity and voted for me. I want to fill out a police report. I'd like to do it right now here at the polling place. Okay, when we can get an officer over there, a deputy, we will send him over. You can fill out the report. They take your statement. They go inside to the poll workers. They ask for their statement. Mr. Bishop is claiming that you say he's already voted when in fact he didn't. Is this true? He'll collect all the information, put it in the police report. Now what do you do? Because you're not going to be allowed to vote. They say you voted already. You don't get to vote again. But somebody voted for you. You did not do it. You still have the evidence of your absentee ballot in a sealed envelope it was mailed to you in. You never opened it. But yet they're telling you you voted. Then, after the police report is filed with the sheriff's office, you do a little bit of research. $600 billion has been spent not enforcing our open borders on the south-southern border of Mexico. Many illegals have come into our country. Here's the problem. Michigan and many other states have what's called voter motor registration. Illegals are being told and instructed on how to go to Secretary of State's offices and get a driver's license. When they go there to get a driver's license, what's the first thing they say? Thanks to Terry Lynn Land, our former Secretary of State, would you like to register to vote? Whoa, I love this country. I'm not a citizen. I'm here illegally. They're giving me a driver's license, and they're asking me if I'd like to register to vote. Evidently, I get to vote in this country. Yeah, I'd like to register. So they give them a voter registration card through the mail after they are registered through the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson's Secretary of State offices when they're getting the driver's license. The local clerks get the application downloaded from Jocelyn Benson's website. This person registered to vote, mail him a voter registration card. Now they have photo ID, they have a voter registration card, and they're able to vote in their minds. Per our Constitution, got a very simple question. Are they entitled to vote in our country, not being a U.S. citizen? The answer is no. Now, you take the $600 billion divided by 330 million people in the country, roughly comes out to about 20 grand. Go to the state of Michigan's website. Look at how much money in the budget has been appropriated towards dealing with relocating illegals. You know that one program Gretchen Whitmer set up? Giving them bridge cards for food stamps, rental assistance, giving them actually money to live in our state. Look at the total dollar amount on that divided by 10 million people in Michigan. These dollars, taxpayer dollars at the federal level, at the state level, maybe even at the county or city level where you live, they have assistance for these illegals. Factor it all in. To make the mathematical divisions and calculate how much money has been spent by you for illegals to think they have the right to vote. Here's the problem. If they vote illegally in our elections, it's grounds for deportation. You spin it and you use the left's tactics. You contact the prosecutor of your county. I filed a police report. I have been damaged 39,000, 47,000, whatever the number comes out to, that I have been personally responsible towards paying for an open border, and now illegals are voting, facing deportation. You're basically kicking them out of the country if you follow our laws. This gives you legal standing, folks. Five citizens in our state do this. Any lawyer in the state of Michigan can file what's called a class action lawsuit if five citizens have legal standing of damages in this process. Stolen identity, illegal immigrants, and legal standing. I'm going to tell you on the last segment what happens in the next election. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, final segment of this week. If you want this video, text me AB for absentee ballot, AB absentee ballot video, AB video. And I'll send you this video for you to watch and to hear these guys talk about it. Here is the purpose of doing it this year for the November 5th, 2024 general election. Ask for an absentee ballot. Don't open it. Go through this whole process per the video. I'll send you the link to it. In the end of the video, he talks about going to a judge with a sheriff's report that you filed, a request of you to the prosecuting attorney of your county to investigate this stolen identity. You are not alleging election fraud. You are not alleging election tampering. You're alleging stolen identity. That is a completely different approach to handling this. Because you didn't get the vote on November 5th. Especially if you know people that live in Wayne County, they need to do this. If we get five citizens across the state of Michigan that don't get the vote this November 5th, just five citizens going through this video process and doing it, and finding out that somebody else voted for them. They file the complaint with the sheriff, they talk to the prosecutor, they go before a judge. You're going to ask for relief due to your legal standing of how much you've been damaged for illegals in this country. Possibly one of them got to vote for you. Somebody voted for you. It wasn't me. I'm holding my absentee ballot that's never been opened, Your Honor. But when I went to vote in person, they said I already voted. What would you like for relief, Mr. Bishop? I would like a temporary restraining order preventing our Secretary of State, our county clerks, our local township, city, and village clerks from printing ballots for the 2026 upcoming election. until the qualified voter files are cleaned up. Dead people removed from the qualified voter files. Possibly some of them voted for me. People who no longer live in my Antrim County. One of them possibly voted for me. Migrants, and don't call them illegal immigrants. In the video, they use the word migrants because that's what the left uses. That's what the left calls them. They're not illegal immigrants. They're migrants. They're migrant workers. Fine. Your Honor, I believe migrants who are not U.S. citizens may have voted for me. And as a result, they are now criminals subject to deportation. I'm requesting a temporary restraining order to prevent any ballots being printed until all of our qualified voter files are cleaned up statewide in every county, all 83 counties in the state of Michigan. This is a new tactic that these people have come up with. Producing this video, it's awesome. If you want to see it, you need to share it when I send it to you. You're going to text me AB for absentee ballot video, AB video. You text it to me. I will send you the link, but you've got to share it with everybody that's in your phone. 10, 15, 20, 50, 100 people, whoever you have, they need to do this. And we've got time to do it. Absentee ballots are not going out until September 26th. 3 weeks from yesterday, I'm already on the permanent absentee ballot list because God only knows where I'm going to be on November 5th. I might be back down in Detroit at Cobo Hall, the Huntington place. I have the credentials being a certified poll challenger by Election Integrity. I may be down there again with another credential hung around my neck, pulling an all-nighter to see what happens in Detroit on the night of November 5th, the morning of November 6th of 2024. I'm not really sure, so I'm getting an absentee ballot mailed to me. I'm not opening it. If I don't end up going down to Detroit pulling an all-nighter, I'll be voting in person on November 5th. I might even go after the show, vote at 12 noon, and then drive down to Detroit the 4 hours, park on the roof of Cobo Hall, and still pull an all-night shift watching what goes on in that counting board down there in the basement of Huntington Place or wherever they put it or do it this year. Text me AB for absentee ballot video, AB as in boy, video. You text me AB video, I'll send you this video. Watch it and share it. I sent it to Patrick Kobach. I said, you need to recruit people to do this in Wayne County. We bring a class action lawsuit and we prevent the election in 2026, where Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State, wants to be the next governor of the state of Michigan for the next 8 years. We can do this, people. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, Roots of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back on Monday. Have a wonderful weekend, and join us at the Posen Potato Festival.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
At Royal Tire and Potato.